Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. I believe this may be the latest we have ever recorded an episode. It is currently 10:12 p.m. It's been a long summer day, and this is when we finally had quiet to be able to record. We're headed to Mississippi tomorrow. Actually,
Missouri.
We're headed to Missouri to pick up Silas from camp that he's been at, and then we are going to Mississippi for his baseball tournament. But Jesse, you're a little bit tired because you've been getting up early.
Just a little bit.
To start going to a CrossFit gym again.
That I am.
And how's that been for you?
Actually, I've really enjoyed it, actually.
It's been a long time since you have been going to an actual gym, correct?
Several years, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And you got re-inspired, especially because the girls were wanting to... Mm-hmm.
That's mainly why I'm doing it, is because the girls are wanting to do it. So we're all going to do it together.
So you and Catherine have gone this week because Caitlin is away at camp. But you are getting up around 6 o'clock and getting out the door and then coming back and taking your cold shower and...
Nope. Doing the cold shower beforehand.
Oh, okay. Okay. I miss... So you're supposed to do the cold shower beforehand and then you go work out.
Correct.
Sorry, I really do not want to mess up the scientific thing you have all going here. But I think we were just talking because we were out on a walk with the kids a little while ago. And it's amazing how for you, starting your day like that just makes such a difference.
It really... I had to stifle a yawn there. Yeah. I mean, Catherine was just commenting this morning how wonderful it is just to know that by 8 o'clock, you've got a lot of your stuff out of the way that usually hangs over your head throughout the day.
Yeah. And the other thing that I've noticed is that you want to go to bed early. So 10:12 right now feels very late to you. Last night, I went out with some friends for dinner and I came back home. I think it was 9:30. And I looked all over the house for you. I couldn't find you anywhere and finally found you.
I was wondering when you came home.
I found you sound asleep in bed. It was so funny though, because our room was dark and how the blankets were, I couldn't see you in bed. And so just the angle and the shadow and everything. And so I was so confused. Your car was here. The kids were here. They were asleep. But where were you? I couldn't find you anywhere. And I was like, it's 9:30. What are you doing? Oh, you've been getting up early doing CrossFit. Anyway, speaking of getting up early and all that, we talked last week about our summer goals. And just a little update, they're going very well. I am so excited. I'm tracking everything on the Strides app. And I am almost completely in the green this week. A few of my goals that I've had since the beginning of the year that have been in the red turned green. And
okay.
One of those was my time outside. My goal is 1,000 hours outside by the end of the year. And I am so excited to say that I have finally turned that green, which means that then I am ahead of where I should be versus I've been in the red all year, which I mean, makes sense. You start out the year with, it was snow and ice and freezing and, you know, a little bit hard to hit the goal of a few hours outside every day. But now that summer's here, especially with baseball, we've just been outside so much. And many days I'm outside 5 or 6 or even 7 or more hours. And so I'm excited. We'll see where I'm at by the end of the summer. And then also I'm almost to 10 books finished and my goal was 50 books for the summer. So I am really thrilled about that because I'm actually on track for that. And if I if I hit 50 books by the end of the summer, that's just 50 books read during the summer. That's not including the books that I read before summer started. My goal was 75 books for the year. So I will have a huge leg up on, I think I had already read maybe 14 books before summer started. And so we'll see. I mean, who knows? But
are you including the Bob books?
I am not including any picture books that I read to the kids. That's a separate goal. But I am including, for instance, the Bible story book that I'm reading to them, because that's, I don't know how many hundreds of pages. There aren't a ton of words per page, but I'm including that one. I'm also including the Little House books. We just finished Farmer Boy today. I'm including that, including audiobooks. I'm including everything because it all counts. But anyway, we've also watched some interesting documentaries this summer. I feel like I love that summer we have a little bit more of a slower pace, especially because we're doing the slow down summer theme. And so more time to watch things. And so we watched The Boys in the Boat, which I didn't really know anything about. I'd seen the book many places, but didn't know anything about the movie. And we all enjoyed it. It was Silas and Catherine, Caitlin was gone, but, and you and I watched it together, and all of us really enjoyed it. So I'd highly recommend it. It was a very clean documentary, very well done.
It wasn't a documentary. It was
a movie. It's a movie, but it's based upon, yes, you're right. Yeah. But it felt like a documentary just because it's based very much upon true events. And I heard that it's very accurate to the story. I want to read the book now. But anyway, so yes, the movie, The Boys in the Boat. Sorry. I was trying to remember what platform we watched it on. Do you remember which platform it was? I don't know. We'll link to it in the show notes.
It was Amazon.
I'm thinking maybe it was. But then we also...
Pretty sure it was Amazon. Mm-hmm.
This was actually a documentary. The Challenger, The Final Flight. It's on Netflix. And it's funny because it's not funny exactly, but I watched it. I was fascinated. I stayed up way too late watching it. Speaking of staying up, going to bed early. I did not go to bed early that night that I started watching it. But I only remember as a child, because it happened, what year did it happen? Was it 1986? I was born in 1981. So I was very young, but I remember the kind of the excitement around it. Mm-hmm. And I think we were watching it live on TV. I'm trying to remember for sure. Because I wasn't in school. I would have been home because I didn't start going to school until first grade. So I was homeschooled for kindergarten. But I feel like I remember watching it on TV, but I just remember this, like, it was just this horrific event that impacted, just the ripple effect. It felt like everyone, and I think it was because maybe it was one of the first events that so many people watched live on TV, because that wasn't really a thing that people up until that point, I feel like so many historic events maybe weren't televised like that or something. I don't know. I just feel like I talked about this on Instagram, and I heard from so many people that remember exactly where they were when it happened, how it impacted them, watching it on TV at school, and then the teachers not knowing what to do and sending them home even because everyone was just so in shock about it.
I'm trying to remember where I was. I think I was too young to watch it in school. I don't think that they played because I was in 86.
I'm pretty sure that Bridget, my older sister, I'm pretty sure they watched it at school. I just recall that. Anyway,
that was first grade.
That's all I'll remember. It's just kind of like the watching it and the just the shock around it. But I was not old enough to then remember there was probably lots and lots and lots of news for months after about what happened. And I don't remember any of that. So watching this event that happened in my lifetime, but then all this information that I didn't know about what had actually gone down and how there were really a lot of missteps made, at least from this documentary. I mean, I would take it. And so I was just sitting there kind of, I felt like with my mouth open going, oh, wow. Wow. I had no idea. But then I was telling you and you knew all the things. So, yeah, some of it. So probably most people listening know all of the details of what actually happened and what went wrong and the people who were responsible and all of that. But if you don't, it's a very well done documentary. Mm-hmm. And it, I think if it's something that you, you know, it happened in your lifetime, it's especially just will be something that I think is worth watching. And I think there's a lot of value that we can take from this of just, you know, people kind of making decisions based upon wanting the outcome instead of thinking of the, you know, they were looking more at like creating this outcome, but not thinking of the consequences that could come from basically rash decisions that mm-hmm. they were making, you know, fast tracking and not being detail oriented and skipping information and not heeding the warning signs and all of that. And, you know, just hearing some of the men who were in the room when that decision was made that they were going to go ahead and launch now saying, I so wish I would have spoken up. I wish I would have said something. That was my opportunity. And for the rest of my life, that's hung over my head that I didn't speak up louder, that I didn't say more. And so I just feel like there's a lot of life lessons that we can take from it.
Definitely.
So we'll link to that in the show notes, but that was The Challenger, The Final Flight on Netflix. And I'd love to hear from you if you have any good, clean documentary recommendations or movies that are based upon true stories. I think especially really enjoy that. We enjoy good movies in general, but I think I like it when it's like, oh, this actually happened. Mm-hmm. I find that really fascinating.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. If you've heard me talk at all over the last few years, you know that I went through a season where I had very severe seasonal allergies, and it took me a while to figure out what was triggering it, and it was debilitating. If you've ever suffered from this, I actually had my polyps got really swollen in my nose, and then I got chronic rhinitis, so I could not smell out of my nose. And not only that, but I would have these really awful headaches, the kind that just kept me from being able to enjoy my life. And I started going to an ENT, and one of the things that he recommended was Claritin D. And so for a time period, I took Claritin, and it was such a help to me. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. It works so well. I am a living testament to how well it works. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. So if you've ever suffered from seasonal allergies, if you can relate to kind of some of the things that I have experienced and you want some relief, I highly recommend checking out Claritin D. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. We hear often about probiotics and gut health and the importance of prioritizing probiotics and gut health. And sometimes it can feel overwhelming to know, where do we start? What do we do? What brand should we trust? Well, an easy place to start is with Seeds DS01 Daily Symbiotic and PDS08 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. They are clinically studied probiotic and prebiotic formulations that are easy to add to your family's daily routine, and they help support whole body health for parents and kids. One of the things I love about seed probiotics, the DS01 and the PDS08, is that they don't need refrigeration. So it's so convenient, you can take it on the go. I also recommend that you, if you're wanting to start this habit, stack it onto another habit. So what is something that you do every morning. Every morning, do you eat breakfast? Well, as soon as you eat breakfast, let that be your reminder to also take your probiotic. You can even set it out at night because, like I said, it doesn't need to be refrigerated. So set it out at night right by where you're going to prep your breakfast in the morning as a reminder to take it. The DSO1 Daily Symbiotic, which is for 18 and over, this is for adults, the one that I've been taking, is backed by rigorous scientific validation. It's formulated with 24 scientifically and clinically studied strains for benefits across gut, skin, and heart health, and it's extensively tested for potency, purity, and contaminants. Invest in your whole family's health with Seed. Go to seed.com/crystal and use code 25crystal to get 25% off your first month of DSO1 Daily Symbiotic or PDSO8 Pediatric Daily Symbiotic. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 or PDSO8 at seed.com/crystal, code 25crystal. Okay, so this might seem like a bit TMI, but we're going to go there. If you are going through menopause or perimenopause and you are just struggling to figure out how to manage your hormones and all the weird different things going on with your body, or maybe you're just struggling with your hormones in general, you need to check out Hormone Harmony. I have been seeing this all over the internet. It's not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's truly become a phenomenon. And women cannot stop talking about it. I have seen it all over social media. In fact, a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. If that doesn't say something about how many of us would really like to be able to regulate our hormones better. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. And clearly it works based upon how many people are talking about it. In fact, there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, and I am excited to be trying it out and just to really be making the goal of health for this year something that is my priority. And as someone who is 42 years old, I know that working on my hormones is something that is really important. If you want to join me for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use coupon code CRYSTAL at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CRYSTAL for 15% off today.
Last week, we talked about, I said it was our summer schedule. 2 weeks ago, we talked about our summer schedule. Last week, we talked about audiobooks, and we got an email from someone that I wanted to read on the show. She said, I just listened to your most recent podcast episode about your audiobook recommendations, and I had to tell you that you introduced me to Ruta Sepetys. That was one of the authors that we talked about. I absolutely loved her books. I think I've listened to three of them. I Must Betray You was specifically intriguing because my husband's grandma was full Romanian. She passed away a year ago. While her family came over to America years before the war, her mom and sister visited Romania in the 70s and had stories of their room being bugged and all that. My husband listened to that one and another one with me, and we were both absolutely fascinated. Thank you for introducing us to her books. And then she said also, if you haven't yet, you should read A Higher Call by Adam Makos. It's M-A-K-O-S. It's a true story from World War II, but it reads like a novel. Highly, highly recommended. It's written from the perspective of a German fighter pilot, which is a side of the story I haven't read much. And that was from Bethany. So I am putting that book on my list and hoping I can get a hold of a copy because that sounds really fascinating. Speaking of reading, I just finished, one of the books that I finished was called Slow Growth Equals Strong Roots by Mary Marantz. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. And one of my friends had given this to me, I think a year and a half or 2 years ago, and it sat on my shelf and I've meant to read it. And it's one of those that it just kept getting pushed to the back burner. And I started it. And at first I was like, I don't know that I relate to this person. She has these gorgeous pictures in the book. She's a photographer and it's just, it looks so perfect. And yet the book is about confronting perfectionism. And she talks about in the beginning that she actually was feeling like, should she put these beautiful pictures in the book, even though she is an artist as a photographer, that's what she does. And that's what her eye is drawn to. And that she can't imagine not putting beautiful pictures in a book. But she said she really created the book for people who were like her years ago, who would have, she would have picked up a book like that because she would have been drawn to like the perfection in it. Mm-hmm. But really the message in it was about how do we stop chasing and running and really performing and pursuing our worth in our work. And there were some chapters in there that were specifically just really, really impactful to me. There's a lot that I've been processing this summer with having a slowed down summer and with being offline a lot more, that I've had space in my head to just process and think. And maybe in a few months, I'll share some of those things, but just a lot of really personal things that have been unexpected, but really, really good. And this book had some words in it and some messages and some phrases and some things that I just needed to hear right that week with what I was processing. And so I was actually telling my friend who gave it to me last night that I had felt badly that I hadn't read it for the last 2 years because she'd given it to me, but God knew that this was right when I needed to read it. And so it's really cool when that happens where you'll just, it's like the book will be in your lap that is exactly the message that you need to be reading right then. And I have so many books that I want to read. So it's always interesting when it's like God just prompts me to pick up this book at a certain time. And that was one of those books. So again, that's called Slow Growth Equals Strong Roots. It's a beautiful book that would be a book to gift to someone because it's just this, it's almost like one of those coffee table books, but it has some really encouraging messages in it that are just challenging me and convicting me and will stick with me for quite a long while. I wanted to talk about the topic of something that actually came up on Instagram recently. We were talking about summer schedules, summer routines, and my friend Stacy from Humorous Homemaking, she's at Humorous Homemaking on Instagram, was saying how she is having the theme of chill out this summer. And she and I have had a lot of interaction back and forth about how we kind of have the same goal for summer. But she is a very, very organized person and someone I learned so much from. But she was saying that she's challenging herself not to have a summer schedule. And that's very, very against her wiring. And yet she realizes that if she had a summer schedule, it would go and fly in the face of her desire to chill out. Like she just feel like she has to follow this schedule. And I, on the other hand, have the personality that if I don't have a routine for the day, I find that I am not able to slow down. Like I can't intentionally slow down because I will end up just chasing my tail all day and putting out fires. And then I won't have time and space to breathe. And as I was thinking of this, I was realizing it's the thing of, does it serve you or does it enslave you? And how this can be applied to so many areas in our life. But with a routine, let's say, or with the schedule, does that serve you? Is it allowing you to be more intentional and follow through with your desires and callings and the goals and hopes and dreams that you have for your life? Or is it enslaving you? Is it holding you hostage? Is it making you feel like you have to follow this and it's putting a lot of stress and pressure on you? And I think of so many areas in our life, does it serve? Or does it enslave these choices that we're making every day? It can be a gift or it can just heap on guilt. You know, that could be working out. It could be something that it's a real gift. Like I talked about for summer, my goal was to run 100 miles. And for some people, that could just heap on stress and guilt and make you feel like, oh, I've got I can't do this. This is too much. And cause it to just, you feel enslaved to this goal. But for me, that actually serves me because it is challenging me. It's motivating me. It's exciting me. And I'm loving seeing on strides when those, you know, tick marks are going and I'm ahead of my mile goals. But then also as I'm running, like I talked about on the Summer Goals podcast, it's just so cathartic to me. It's just like, that's when I pray. That's when I think, that's when I process. And I was telling you, Jesse, how I have this new thing, the connections game. It's, if you've heard of Wordle with the New York Times, they also have, which I love, they also have this game called Connections. And it's just these words in boxes, and there are 16 words, and there are four different sets of four, and you have to find the connection. So while I run, I actually turn that on, and I'm looking at that and trying to make the connections. And it's like I'm using my brain while I'm moving my body, and it makes the time go by a lot faster. But I feel like it's been so good for me. I look forward to it as something fun. But like you were saying, there have been a lot of studies that have been done that say like doing those types of brain games are really good for you. And
do you also play Frogger while you're doing it with cars that are driving by?
What is Frogger?
Never mind.
What is it?
It's a game.
Is it a game on your phone?
Yeah.
Was it a computer game?
It could be a computer game too. That you're like a frog and you try to dodge cars as they're.
Oh, so you're saying if I'm running outside, I could play Frogger too? I could have
real life Frogger. Yeah.
But I'm running on the treadmill, yeah, so
that's
maybe
the only way you can do it.
Maybe when I step it up and start running outside, then I'm not going to know what to do with myself because I'm not going to be able to play my connections game. And so maybe I can start playing real life Frogger.
Make the wrong connections.
But anyway, it's just something that I look forward to it. Like sometimes I turn on music and I'm just praying and I'm thinking. And so that is something that it's serving me, not enslaving me. And so just as you go throughout your day, thinking of the choices that you're making and these things that you have decided to do, is it because someone else is doing it? Is it because it's something you read on the internet? Is it because something you read in a book? Is it because something you talked to a friend? Like that you feel like you're supposed to do it, but it's actually making you feel trapped and like you're in bondage and like you have these shackles on you and it's enslaving you instead of serving you. We're going to do something very uncharacteristic, and we are going to stop the podcast early. Usually I have so many words to say, but it's your bedtime, Jesse. And so maybe people can just enjoy a slow down summer by having a shorter podcast. And I'm out of words. So there's that.
Wow.
Thanks so much for joining us today. As always, we love hearing from you. If you have any further questions that you'd love for us to answer on a future episode, any thoughts on today's episode, any feedback, we always welcome it. You can send an email to crystal@moneysavingmom.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.